This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Super Bowl odds through the roof prior to the season. John Harbaugh tried to warn us, though, this Super Bowl or bust stuff. Don't buy into it. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Longtime NFL writer. He's Jason Cole. Jason, thanks for joining us again here on The Fan, and a happy new year to you and yours.
Happy new year to you guys and everybody involved. So thank you for allowing me to be here.
All right, now, Ravens, you know, losing record, first time since 21, didn't make the playoffs, and, you know, this season had great expectations. They fell short of it. As you've watched them this season and saw the game last night, if you could put your finger on one thing, one reason or excuse, whatever you want to say, that the Ravens are going to be watching the playoffs instead of playing in them, what would it be?
Well, I mean, they have no pass rush, and they have no their defensive line is, you know, a lot of guys are just guys. I mean, they're not necessarily bad, you know, they're not great. Some of them are good run stuffers, yeah, but they don't. Yeah, the old saying is quarterback has to go down, and quarterback has to go down hard. That's L. Davis. I mean, and they don't do that, and they didn't do it early in the season when they had games that were in their grasp. Now, you can replay those stuff about Lamar and getting hurt and play into the drama of all that and whatever's going to happen. You know, I don't know how much of that to take as real and how much of it is just the, you know, the twisting in the wind that happens when you're having a frustrating season. I wouldn't be here for wholesale changes, but I would have some really significant questions for both the defensive coordinator and what he plans to do, and for Eric DaCosta and for John Harbaugh about how, you know, like, how are you going to get a pass rush? Like, how are you going to get people on the ground? Now, there is a significant question that has to be evaluated on a constant basis about when does Lamar lose his speed and when does he lose his quickness? Now, I'm tempted to say, look, he was fine in September, and then he got hurt and, you know, missed a month, and then he didn't run as much, and he, you know, obviously was not as quick. And that's part of his game. He's a better passer than he was early in his career, so he can get away with some of it. But the careful thing that you always have to go through when you have a move-related quarterback is when it comes to the point that he can't move anymore. And every year you get closer to that because that's just the reality. People do not keep their speed over time, and they have to evolve. So how does he evolve? Where is he at in his career? Those are important questions. But to me, I'm not like, I'm not looking to make a change at quarterback this year. I'm looking to get the guy healthy.
And I was just going to ask you about that, too, with Lamar, with 28 years old, 8 years, believe it or not, in the league. And what's the term, the cliche, Jason? Windows are closing. I mean, is the window still open for Lamar and core guys? I mean, I still have a lot of really good young players to get back to the playoffs and make a deep run ultimately here.
Well, yeah, I mean, they had a lot of really winnable games early in the season where their defense cratered and was just, you know, palpably bad, right? And I came on this show and I said, I don't think they can get to the playoffs with the defense in the state it's in. It got a little bit better, but it was still not very good, and it wasn't good at lunchtime yesterday against the a Steelers team that doesn't have any weapons, right? Like, there's nobody on the Steelers that you're afraid of. I mean, you're a little worried about Rodgers because he can still sling it a little bit, but he doesn't cause you to have fear. And, you know, Freiermuth and Martin Valdes-Scantling and Warren, none of those guys are guys you should have to game plan for, but they came up with points in critical moments in the second half, and they made, you know, some big plays in the second half of those games. That shouldn't happen against a team that's trying to compete, you know, is trying to say that it has a championship caliber defense. This was not a championship caliber defense. It has to get fixed.
Jason, let me get your thoughts on some of the coaching changes we've already seen, the firings today as Black Monday unfolds. You know, Kevin Stefanski already receiving heavy interest, heavy praise as one of the top names available now. Is he truly the top retread name, in your opinion, maybe even over someone like Brian Flores, who's generated interest as well?
Look, it's an offense-oriented league, so you always want offense coordinators first. Flores, I don't think, is ever going to be a head coach again. I mean, you can't threaten owners and expect to get another job. I think he might get another high-paying defensive coordinator job. But it's going to take a while for him to get a head coaching job. There's just a trust factor that happened that he had to rebuild after, you know, suing the league. So there's a problem there for him. But Stefanski, to get back to your original question, I'd like to see Stefanski with a solid quarterback situation. I don't think that what's happened over the last, you know, over his tenure in Cleveland, they haven't had any stability at that position. And you can base some things up and how did he prepare Shadur and all that and second guess that all you want. But, you know, Deshaun Watson to Jameis Winston to, you know, they might have had the ghost of Sid Luckman out there a couple of times. I mean, like, it was just bad. And so I'd like to see Stefanski get another chance. I don't know that I would necessarily do it this year, but it probably depends on the situation a little bit.
And looking at the playoff field as a whole, our 2-1 seeds, I mean, nobody would have predicted that Seattle and Denver would be the top teams in their respective conference, but which of those two feels the most vulnerable to you right now? Because it's almost, I mean, there's a way to poke holes in both of them. I mean, with Seattle, they're as battle-tested as anyone, but I think everyone's still a little skeptical about Darnold. And then for Denver, sure, the defense is legit, but Bo Nix also unproven this time of year as well.
I mean, you just hit on it. Do you trust either quarterback? The answer is no. I'm hoping that Darnold has learned from it, but the way that they played on Saturday, I mean, they played scared of their quarterback. They didn't let him. Now, you know, maybe that's, you know, they know it's going to be a low-scoring game. They trust their defense. They're not going to take any chances. They're trying to win the division. But he didn't, I mean, he might have thrown two challenging passes in that game, and maybe not even that much. Like, they didn't throw into the middle. They didn't attack. And this is a guy who's got arm talent. I mean, you know, Sam Darnold can sling it for days. But, you know, and there comes a point in the playoffs where you got to make a couple of big plays. I mean, we talk about this with Lamar in the playoffs. I mean, there are a couple times where you have to hit a 3rd-and-7 and a 3rd-and-8. Lamar's gotten better at it. Sam Darnold never has. And I don't, you know, they flash some stat about he's the first quarterback ever, you know, him and Tom Brady only guys who have ever won 14 games in back-to-back seasons as a quarterback. It's like, yeah, one of these things is not like the other. You know, like, I'm just not buying that. You know, like, you can flash that stat all you want. That doesn't make me believe in Sam Darnold until he actually does it, because he still looks like that guy who, when things get tough, he looks like he's still in high school and he's about to, like, things are about to break down in his head. And until that goes away and he actually comes away and makes a couple of big throws, I'm always going to have that doubt. Now, they may win a Super Bowl without it because this is a weird year. You know, they may just go game manager during the playoffs because their defense is good enough that they're going to be at home. Who knows? But I don't trust the quarterback, and I don't trust him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bo Nix.
Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer, talking some NFL with us here on 105.7 The Fan. Jason, appreciate the time. Enjoy the wild card round as we watch Trevor Lawrence become this transcendent player. Or maybe not. He might suck against Buffalo coming up this weekend.
Good Lord.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes. All right, Jason, we'll talk to you soon.
Be good.
There's Jason Cole. And by the way, Trevor Lawrence has been playing really good football as of late, and as he and Josh Allen will get it on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Welcome back. Take a trip through the funhouse. Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. Ravens season has come to an end. Where do they go from here?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.